are now tuned in to Reporting Live again on radiodr.co.za.
I'm a G-O-A-T, go. Yeah. I'm on the road, yeah. Tryna play a role, me and the G's on the road, yeah. Purple trees all that roll, yeah. Now they call me go.
Reporting live, now getting support, Jay, holding it down city to city, titty to titty. And I was one of the hardest working motherfuckers in your motherfucking city. The legendary, the one and only, nigga, let it be known, Lord. Lord Scripts, nigga.
Let it be known, nigga. The legend himself.
Man, this motherfucker, look, Fez, one of the hardest working motherfuckers in the game. Damn, Fez, let the people know who I'm sitting with. Let the people know where you're from. Let the people know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, Lord Scripts, aka the Trap God, aka the King of the South, aka the Chosen One, aka El Trapo, all the way from the South Side, the Chosen Hood.
Yeah, so
same hood, you know what I'm saying?
Chilling with El Trapo, nigga. Let it be known, nigga. Same
Gabu.
These motherfuckers don't understand how hard working this motherfucker is, dog. Let us know, so to those who don't know you, I don't know who the fuck that is, but
to those who don't know you,
when did you first drop it, so Lord of the South EP? When did you really start taking this shit that seriously, dog? I'll let the people know.
I've been rapping for like 15 years. I went to school with this motherfucker, so he knows. He's just doing his job right now. Like,
I want to let you tell it. This ain't about me.
I'm gonna tell you, like,
this ain't about me.
So, yeah, like we've been making music for like more 15 years plus now, and I've been making music for I've rapped for 15 years. So the 5 or 6 years I was a battle rapper, so I couldn't even like write songs. The only thing I could write was battle scripts. And then at that time I was growing, and then even with the beat, this guy was the person that actually used to give me beats in high school. When I used to write stuff, OJB used to give me some stuff and like, yo bro, go home and see what you can write in this shit, you know what I'm saying? So when me learning how to actually construct songs and construct music and make my crap musical was 6 years after I've been rapping. So after we've already been out of high school. So yeah, and then after that, my first project was King of the South. King of the South, I dropped it. I had two projects before that. I was supposed to drop a project in 2012, 2013. And then my laptop got stolen, and then I was in a fucking fucked up state where I thought I was gonna quit music and whatever. And then I realized that it's what I was chosen for. And then my first project was released in 2017, which was my EP, my debut, King of the South, which had Necessi, Witness the Funk, Sinestro, Mike, I'm Serious. So yeah, and then I just dropped a brand new project. I just fucked up here with this project.
It's doing
its job, you know? Like it's doing what it's constructed to do. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
When did you drop it? Who have you worked with on that shit production wise and feature wise, Dokkan?
I dropped Monotheism in October. And I featured
end of October
I featured, because like if I work everybody that I work with, I have a personal relationship with. I can like your shit, I might like your shit, but if you're not friend, yeah, if we're not fam, like JB is fam, so I make music with people that I have a personal relationship with. And then on the project I have Loki. The Skanda World Prince.
Shout out to your boy Loki holding it down.
You already know what it is. I got PA Fagalo Ice, the newest signee of Ambitious Entertainment. I got the one of the
Nigga!
That nigga's from Maryland.
He's
from the north. So the game right now is full of KZN.
The game is almost completely.
Yeah, you can't keep the game, because even Black Diamond is from KZN. So you can't keep the game. And then I got Nails, one of the dopest female rappers I've ever heard in my life. Nels.
In Africa.
So, Africa. And then I got Skeem. Isuza Pesheya. You know what I'm saying? One of the fathers of Isuza Pesheya.
Shout out to his kid.
You know what I'm saying? Who else I got there? I got Music Holly.
Shout out to your boy Music Mlazi.
Yeah, that's old and this is old Mlazi, bro. Who else do I got on this shit?
Talk about production wise.
Production, I got my God producer. There's one person that has ever rolled with me, that's ever done everything with me from the jump when I started this trap shit. Audio Sims, the God producer. I call him Young Audio, but his name is Audio Sims. I got Rax on that. Rax is a person that started making this shit with Audio Sims. I got Maxim. You know what I'm saying? The track I did with Loki, Pilo, and Feeling, when we took them to the hood, the south side. That's Maxim. Bro, like that's, and then the rest of the shit is just Audio Sims, but that's fact. Oh, also the track I did with PA, he's on production as well, because he's an all-rounder as well.
Fair.
And then on engineering, it's X-Wise.
That's your boy X-Wise holding it down.
X-Wise is on the engineering. You know what I'm saying? My boy P-Sign is also on the engineering. That's also another amazing fucking producer, engineer. So yeah, man.
Who did the production for Never Be Rude?
Never Be Rude is Audio Sims. That's Audio Sims. Yeah. X-Wise engineered the song, but the production is Audio Sims.
Let the people know about dope artists, let the people know about your relationship with OV. How the business side of things or the admin side of things with the gospel scripts?
Like so, that. With me, dope artists, it's a click first and then it's a company. Because we started that show when we saw that, we're like, nah, we too dope. But also another thing that people don't understand, the vision that we have. So we rather create our own shit and sign ourselves. So Dope Artists is just basically us. We are CEOs. Everybody in Dope Artists is a CEO. Celestial Mike is a CEO. Candice Midge is a CEO. M Series is a CEO. Lord Scripts is a CEO. You know what I'm saying?
Boss up, nigga!
Yeah, so, and then because we've been boys before that, like even when we came with the idea of like, yo bro, we've been rapping and we're doing this shit and we're tight as fuck, and we all our visions are interlinked. So we're like, nah, let's start this organization, you know what I'm saying? And then my bro, VR Media, that's like my big bro, like we also started our own personal shit, which is also another name. So everything that we do is always personal for me. People don't understand what we work and what we can do and what we can actually, in a larger scale, like fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So we also started VR Media Music Global, which we partners with that shit. VR Media is in the UK right now. He's running several businesses.
What's
there.
What's going on in this cup, man?
That's amazing. Sip up.
What's going on in this cup, nigga?
So yeah, with VR Media, then we started that shit, so that's what I'm pushing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like all my music goes under VR Media Music Global. All my production goes under VR Media Music Global. My clothing line is under VR Media Music Global.
So you basically handle this ad a bit of
lettering. Yeah. So like that's just both of us like committing and putting that work.
Shout out to your boy, be holding it down with the admin nigga, all up in the UK. Getting them euros the right way, nigga.
So yeah, that's how it is, bro. But like, that crazy shit is, I actually learned how to make beats from this nigga. He won't tell you this shit, but I learned how to make beats from this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's actually deep. So that's why I appreciate and I admire our hood and I admire what he's pushing. Gagiti. You know what I'm saying? Gagiti. You know what I'm saying? We Southside. We Southside niggas. We feel lazy. You know what I'm saying? We put on the hood. There's nobody that puts on hip hop from our hood like we do.
Facts.
So yeah, bro, like because we live this shit, it's not, we don't cap it. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro. You know, how was the reception from your monotheism? I saw you in JHB like this.
Yeah, no, it overwhelmed me. I didn't expect it because when I released, because I made a decision that I was going to move to Joburg, like maybe 3 months before I moved there. And then when I got there, it was like 3 days before I released, and then the way they are receiving it and the way that they are actually admiring it, like it actually going home because it's not my city, it's not my hometown. Like the love that they show me.
But if it's Joburg, it's the land's territory, you must just say what you want.
And that's what I love about Joburg, like shit is dope, they appreciate the fact that it's dope. Whether they know you or not, but the shit is dope. It's dope.
I saw some clips from Event that you did. I think it was last week, Friday.
Yeah.
How was that shit like, bro?
That shit was super lit, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie, because every time we, like, expect to perform in a new place and you never perform that, and you don't know how the crowd is gonna react. But the love that they show was
and
the fact that there was also even white people there and they were actually banging out to that stuff that actually overwhelmed me. Inspired me and motivated.
Who helped you to push that event stuff on to come
out? It was one of my boys from there, Dr. Breeze.
Oh, yeah, shout out to your boy Breezy!
Zulu Bass came, so yeah,
man, fucking
dope, shout out to him for putting me on for that. So yeah, man, we're just putting Durban, KZN, the city on the map.
It's the right way,
bro. The right way.
Let the people know this, where they can fuck with you at, Dr. Kama, on Instagram, YouTube, fucking Facebook, Dr. Kama, Twitter, where can the people fuck with you at?
Yeah, on Instagram is LoadScript_dopeartist. It's my handle. Twitter, it's LoadScriptDA. Facebook, my personal page is LoadScript _ Dope Artist. And then my page is LoadScript. And then, yeah, man.
Hey.
I think you should be cool.
Check out the Never Be Rude motherfucking video on Gagini, Channel, Low, Trays, wherever the fuck you at. YouTube.
Southside, man.
Nigga, what about yourself, Papa, dog?
It's one of my boys, Tubelin, Fortune Films.
It's
one of the best videographers and directors right now in the city.
I finally killed
him. After 10 minutes, she is handled by him. Like, he's
Oh, bro. Hey, bro. Hey, Fortune took him a spawning pill. Shit, man. No, but it's actually the reporting live. I'm gonna give you some points. You're holding it down, city to city, city to city. Shout out to Deep Blue, shout out to the CEO, CeeLo. We're broadcasting from the pop up store, Babs, SMB. Shout out to Zoe Kingdoms all over. Shout out to Gamma X.
Shout out Kanda. Shout out P Dog Amazing.
Shout out to G. Shout out to
Samora. You know what it is. SMB, we out here.
Holding it down, I'm getting some points. You, Jay Marcha. Brett!
You are now tuned in to Reporting Live again on Radio DR.co.zn.